Six. Skin, we'll turn it over to you. Why don't you take us through? Pick a category you want to start with. Let's go.
No problem. Let me give you some of the highlights. And like I said, in part one are the nominated categories, which are more the bigger ones that you know, you guys are familiar with. And then, you know, the ones we were having a lot of fun with, there's about 20 of those that are just actual award winners. But as an example, let's take, like, the best TV show. And I've mentioned to you guys, one of the great things in my world over the last few years has been the nudity we're seeing on the cable TV series. I think theater nudity has been off the last couple of years, but where we've made up for it is on all these great shows on HBO and Showtime, and now even the Stars Network with this Crash. But you have Californication, and you have The L Word, and Dexter, and
True
Tudors,
Blood.
And yeah, and exactly, and True Blood, and that's what I chose as the who I thought had the best year in 2008. True Blood. Whether you're into vampires or not, what was great about True Blood? Incredibly hot young babes getting naked, and Anna Paquin and Lizzie Kaplan led the charge, but there were a lot of other naked babes. So now, True Blood won for best TV show.
Skin, why did True Blood get the nod over Californication? What was the thing behind that?
The young hotness factor, and I am a bigger fan of the show. Like, for me personally, like, my wife and I watch Californication. Don't miss it. Now, we also watch True Blood, but I like Californication better as a show. Hmm. And Californication's nudity is great, and that's why it was right there. But what True Blood did was get Anna Paquin, an Academy Award winner, mind you, who had never been naked, got her topless, and then Lizzie Kaplan, who I thought was one of the best nude scenes of the year, and she won an award actually on this, which I'll get to in a little while. But it just, the young hotness factor made True Blood kind of pushed it ahead.
It's really great to know that your personal opinion of the quality of the show does not affect the nudity.
Well, when you see the awards for Best Picture, quality of the movie is definitely not important. But yeah, and we mentioned we have an award for Best Oscar Nominated Nude. Which is, if you were nominated for an Oscar and there was nudity, which was the best? Then we had Jolie and Changeling, Kate Winslet in The Reader, but I chose with the team Marissa Tomei in The Wrestler. And if you haven't seen this, she plays an over-the-hill stripper, but she isn't over-the-hill as far as I'm concerned. You don't see many 44-year-olds look this good topless. Check her out in The Wrestler. It's amazing.
When True Blood started, were you that fired up to see Anna Paquin naked? Because I wasn't, and it turned out to be fantastic.
Well, right. Well, exactly, because I had never seen her look that hot.
Exactly,
It was like she grew up, and wow, she was crazy. Yeah, exactly. So, and then, as you guys know, very prestigious award every year, the best boobs. had some tough choices. Misha Barton in Closing the Ring, Sophie Monk in Sex and Death 101, but Asia Argento won, and part of the reason she won, not only does she have great breasts, but she showed them in three different films, and I always give you a little bonus for, she was really working hard in 2008.
Are those real?
You know, that was one of the debates, because I'm a staunch, hey, they got to be real, but, what's funny is I see her in dresses and paparazzi stuff, and they look real. And some of these pics here, there's questionable whether they're real or not. So I couldn't say for sure either way, so I left it as best breasts, Asia Argento. And I guess when you have a debate whether they're real or fake, they got to be pretty darn good.
Yeah.
You know, real ones would be like Slinky. So, you know, so So anyway, so then we have other, I mentioned best about Lizzie Kaplan. She won for best first-time nude scene, which I love. That's one of my favorite awards every year, because these are actresses who you've kind of waited on to do a nude scene, never have, and finally get naked. Eliza Dushku in The Alphabet Killer was considered, and Winona Ryder in Sex and Death 101, but Lizzie Kaplan won. And also the best lesbian scene, this, of course, higher honor than to win this, as you guys know. One of the great shows, which is in its last season this year, The L Word, usually in my Anatomy Awards, in the 6 years this show's been on, it usually gets something, and usually in this category. But Alicia Lee Willis and Catherine Moaning in The L Word won for best lesbian scene.
Ah, okay. And what have made it so fantastic?
Well, I guess, you know how they say a picture's worth a thousand words? I think you guys got to watch the video, because that's worth that's worth a lot more. So, okay. Let's just say that it's two hot babes in a living room, great lighting, and it goes on
okay.
forever.
Okay, good, good.
Say no more.
Yes.
The other word, the breast picture, and like I've said to you in the past, when I choose, this award, do I care about the acting? Do I care about the directing, the cinematography? No. I'm looking at this strictly from hot chicks naked, and the nominees were Bachelor Party 2, YPF, and the winner was Sex and Death 101, that not only featured it had four girls naked, Jessica Kuiper, Pollyanna McIntosh, Cynthia Rose, but also Sophie Monk looking amazing, and even Winona Ryder in her new debut, all in one movie.
Really?
Wow. Right here, yeah.
Wow.
I've never heard of any of those movies.
YPF.
Oh, no, you shouldn't, and if you did, I'd be embarrassed, because these aren't movies that are going to win Oscars. These aren't movies that critics are going to be raving about. These are movies that are really B-movie type stuff that they load in a lot of nudity, and this is where I have a chance to make them shine.
It's funny in Bachelor Party 2 how many women are featured nude.
Oh, yeah, it's
it goes
crazy.
On forever.
Yeah, the list goes on and yeah. on. And Bachelor Party 2 could have won, but what tipped it for me from Sex and Death 101 is Sophie Monk and Winona Ryder have a little more star power. And anytime you get more of the famous babes naked with non-famous ones, that always is helpful. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Who is number one on the list right now of somebody who hasn't been nude yet, who we're most waiting for?
Well, for me personally, if you guys know the TV show Mad Men, I'm a big fan of Christina Hendricks, who plays Joni, the redheaded office manager with the huge cans. She's definitely on it. I'd say more Emmanuel Shrike is one that I'd really like to see. Oh, yeah. I know Minka Kelly from Friday Night Lights. I get a lot of guys wanting to see her nude. I put together a top 10 of girls I'd like to see get naked in 09, and all those are on the list. Jessica Simpson is still on the list for me, even though those recent pics came out with the mom jeans. But I really want to see those unleashed at some point.
Unleashed.
So.
Yeah, so, untethered. Well, maybe it'll happen, and she'll finally lose the weight again. Then she'll want to prove to everybody what a great body she has, and she'll do it. She'll dump them, you know.
We can only hope.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you about an actress, if she's been nude in anything. I'm a big, big Love fan. Mm-hmm. How about Jennifer Goodwin?
Well, actually, on the show, she actually showed a little butt on one. But, yeah, you're right. She's Big Love show. Or the show itself is a little tough sometimes to sit through waiting for nudity, but she is definitely one I'd like to see do a little more nudity. But it was her only skin she showed was in one of the episodes of Big Love, and it was a butt only scene. She hasn't shown breasts. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I keep trying to watch that show on Sunday nights.
You don't like it?
I am fascinated by it because of the wives and all the stuff, and I just think they could do so much more skin-wise. You know, I get frustrated because sometimes they'll, like, surprise you out of the blue with a great topless scene, but they just don't – I just think they could do so much more.
Well, they are Mormons. I mean, I know,
but they got – the guy's got four wives now, you know. But Jennifer Goodwin was naked last season, but it was only a butt shot. So.
Also, we were talking about Kate Winslet a little while ago with The Reader. Has she lost that monstrous grizzly bear below the waist that she was sporting in Titanic?
Yes, it's not quite what it was in the in her days, like from Holy Smoke. But you got to remember, she's European.
Yeah.
And she, by the way, won a Lifetime Skin Achievement Award this year, and I just had to do it. I mean, she's this is her 10th film she's been naked in, and I got to say, whether she's at looking super hot, whether she just had a kid, whether she hasn't shaved in a while, she's not afraid to get naked, and she had some amazing nude scene.
She does. Yeah, no,
the Reader. It's pretty crazy. Even Oprah was going nuts over it.
Oh, well, of course Oprah was going nuts. Her and Gail were watching that thing so nude together, they went berserk. Oh, God, yeah. By the way, if you want to talk to Mr. Skin and hand him your favorite celebrity, your female celebrity, and find out what movie they've been in new, give us a call right now, 313-298-WREF, 313-298-WREF, to talk with Mr. Skin. And we'll start with Chris. Good morning, Chris. How you doing, bud?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Excellent. Hey, Skin, first off, I want to say I'm glad there's somebody out there like you keeping us abreast of all this.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, listen, who is in the longest nude scene, and how long is it?
Ooh.
That's a great question.
I'm trying to think what, you know, because you got to remember it's got to be like continuous. I would say, now this is going to totally be obscure. You're not going to know who she is. Her name's Fionnuala Flanagan, and she did a movie called James Joyce's Woman, where her nude scene goes on for over 8 minutes. Now, in a mainstream movie, and all I could say is I don't know how to say this on the radio properly, but there is she's self-loving.
Solo play,
and it goes on for over 8 minutes.
I
want to say that that's the longest continuous camera on a nude scene in a mainstream thing. Well, it's definitely the longest I can think of, where there's no break in the action. It is just, it, you know, that's like porno length, you know. So it's a little obscure, but it's you asked the question. So Fionnuala Flanagan and James Joyce's Woman. The movie came out probably in the mid-'80s, 1985 or so.
Holy smokes. All right.
Excellent. Thanks.
Okay, man.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Let's go up top to, let's start with Chris up there. Good morning, Chris. How you doing? You're on with Skin.
This is Jerry.
Oh, we got Jerry. Oh, yeah, Chris fell out. Okay. One, yeah. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Good. How you doing, man? You're on with Skin, brother.
Hey, Mr. Skin.
What up?
Hey. How about the girl from Dahmer and Greg? I can't think of her name, but
Jenna Elfman?
Yeah.
You're asking a Jenna Elfman. Wow, that's an obscure 90s reference. That's pretty cool. No, she's never done a nude scene, unfortunately. I'm trying to think if there's anything I could even tell you about. Like, I know that she did a movie called Obsessed where you could see her in her underwear, and it's like it's not even like real good brown panties. It's more like a little grandma-ish bottoms. But she also did a movie called Krippendorf's Tribe where you could see her in a bra, but never naked. Jenna Elfman, I wish I had better news for you, but
she's known too for being a big Scientologist, and I don't know if that does that go against Scientology.
I would probably yeah. I don't think they would dig it, but
there are a lot of celebrity Scientologists that get nude Skin.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, well, wasn't Mimi Rogers a Scientologist at one point?
For a while.
I don't know if she was really into it, though. A lot of those people, once they left Cruise, they came out and said, you know what, I was never into that garbage.
I don't think you'd be allowed in it after full body massage, the movie. So, yeah, Mimi Rogers, I don't know if she is. I'm trying to think of some other Scientologists, but Jen Elfman definitely has not been naked.
Yeah, okay. All right, thanks for the call, bud.
All right,
see you, Jerry. Okay, and Matt, good morning, Matt. You're on with Mr. Skin.
Good morning, guys. Hey. Mr. Skin, I'm amazed at your talent.
Oh, thanks, Matt.
My first question, and I have a second one that's real quick, but the first one is Hayden Panettiere. Is she
Oh, that stupid cheerleader from Heroes.
Yeah, you're not the first guy that's hoping for nudity from her. She hasn't been naked yet. Fireflies in the Garden, you can see her in her underwear, and it's I don't even know if it's worth the rental, but no nudity yet from her, but you're not the only guy that wants.
Sorry about that, Matt.
Can I ask my other question?
Hey, what is it?
Just real quick, when you're talking about the best lesbian scene, I think of the one with Sharon Stone where she shows her crotch.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the woman that she makes out with? That girl is very hot, and I was wondering if she's been in other movies and if she's naked.
When she shows her crotch, in the
Basic Instinct, the woman who she makes out with.
Oh yeah. No, I know you. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, she wasn't naked in that movie, but I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Did I stump Mr. Chan?
Yeah, second,
that's,
but
that's a stump, right?
Well, technically not.
She's not naked in it, but it's, I know who you're referring to.
Yeah, but to your credit, in the beginning, I was just trying to understand the question. So,
but you know what else is Jeanne Triplehorn? You were mentioning Big Love.
Yeah.
Jeanne Triplehorn actually was naked in Basic Instinct, and people forget it because the Sharon Stone nudity was so good.
Yeah, really? It was so dominating.
She's kind of let herself go since then.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's I think the Basic Instinct version of Jeanne Triplehorn's a lot better.
Yeah. And Brad, good morning, Brad. You're on with Mr. Skin.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Brad. How you doing?
Hey, Skin. How about Keira Knightley? Is she a dude in any movies?
Four movies, dude.
Get a pen. Get out a pen, man.
Yeah, four movies. I love a movie she did called The Hole, early in her career. She's
in a window,
topless, but Domino, The Jacket, and The Edge of Love are other ones. So she's done quite a few, and she's pretty young. I mean, she's in her early 20s and already's been naked in like...
Jeez.
She's been naked in five for sure in
what
one
a
TV
hooler.
Show.
Is she pretty flat-chested, or is she...
Yeah, she's definitely on the A-Cup All-Star team, but she's definitely worth checking out because she's so beautiful.
See, once again, it's because she's British. The Brits just get new.
Oh, they don't care. Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah. But look at the climate in Europe. They're naked all the time over there. What the hell? All right, and Joe, good morning. Joe, you're on with Mr. Skin.
Good morning. I want to give a heartfelt thanks to Skin for keeping cinema experiences an upbeat experience. is it true that J-Lo has not done a nude scene because after many years of being a chunker, even though she's lost weight, she's got uncontrollable cellulitis on her butt?
No, she did. She was naked in Money Train and also U-Turn, so... J-Lo's been naked a few times. Not recently. She really hasn't done much in the last couple of years, but she's been naked.
Is it breast, or has she showed off her butt?
Breast. You know, that's to say, that is a disappointment that she never showed off her butt.
Well, maybe there's a reason for it, Skin. Maybe he's right. Maybe it's just all cellulite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
she's...
a lunar landing on her.
All right. Okay, Joe, we got time for one more. Mr. Skin's got to go. But who is this, Brian? Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Lisa Edelweiss from House plays Putty.
I'm sorry, who'd you say?
Putty on House. Lisa Edelweiss, I think that's her name.
Edelstein or Edelstein.
Oh, there you go.
I was going to say Edelweiss.
She's an award winner this year, right, Skin?
Yeah, she has exactly. Very good. She's in a best underwear scene from House. So that's some good news. She's never been naked, but on House MD, she had an amazing underwear scene that we recognized for best TV network underwear scene. So no nudity yet from her, unfortunately.
All right, Brian. See you, bud. All right, there you go. All right, Mr. Skin, I know you got a roll. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure, guys.
Another stellar edition, the 10th Annual Anatomy Awards, and for those... they want to check it out, and your site, MrSkin.com, and can they check out these Anatomy Awards?
Just go to the website. We have the list all there. You can check it out, no problem.
Okay, very good, man. Thanks for the time.
All right, you guys. Take care.
Talk to you down the road.
Bye.
Sorry, see ya.